AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The White House is claiming victory in a showdown with Colombia
after accepting flights of deported migrants from the U.S. The claim came hours after President Donald Trump threatened steep tariffs on imports and other sanctions on the longtime U.S. partner. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said in a late Sunday statement that the government of Colombia has agreed to all of President Trump's terms, which included the acceptance of all illegal aliens from Colombia to return back from the U.S. Leavitt said the tariff orders, which would have put in place 25% tariffs on all Colombian incoming goods, will be held in reserve and not signed. The tariff orders would have been a jump of 50% in 1 week. I'm Karen Chamas.
In the Gaza Strip, tens of thousands of Palestinians streamed into the most heavily destroyed areas as Israel lifted its closure of the north for the first time since the early weeks of the 15-month-old war with Hamas, in accordance with a fragile ceasefire. No team has ever won three straight Super Bowl titles, but the Kansas City Chiefs could do it. The Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. They beat Buffalo 33-29 to win the AFC Championship. Tight end Travis Kelce says the mission is not complete.
We get right back to work. Like I said, we got bigger goals, and we got a hell of a football team over there in the NFC that's playing just as good as anybody that we've seen. So and we know they're going to have a sour taste in their mouth from the last time we played them in the Super Bowl.
That team is the Philadelphia Eagles. They beat Washington 55-23 to win the NFC title. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni credits quarterback Jalen Hurts.
It doesn't look like people think it should look like, but the guy has been clutch. He's won a ton of football games. But you ran for this many yards. We don't care how we win. We don't care. If we rush for 300 and pass for one and we win, great.
2 years ago, the Chiefs beat the Eagles at the Super Bowl. This is AP News. There were some injuries after the Eagles won their playoff game in Philadelphia.
A car hit and injured three people in a crowd leaving the Philadelphia Eagles playoff game Sunday night in Philadelphia just after they won the NFC Championship. Police say the driver was taken into custody and the collision did not immediately appear to be intentional. They also say none of the injuries are life-threatening. The Eagles defeated the Washington Commanders 55-23 and will face the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs on February 9th in the Super Bowl in New Orleans. I'm Julie Walker.
Mel Gibson's Flight Risk is number one at the box office. It was a quiet weekend overall for moviegoers. President Trump recently named Gibson a special ambassador to Hollywood, along with John Voight and Sylvester Stallone. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.